24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Do you want to feel loved and cherished? Do you desire to have a stronger and lasting marriage, friendship, family, or work relationship? Are you looking for hope, joy, and inspiration in your life? If yes, then tune into Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM.
And of course, I'm here with you on Love and Inspiration. And my special guest is already so happy to be on the show this afternoon. And I'm just going to introduce you to her live over in the Toronto, Canada. It gives me great pleasure to speak today on Love and Inspiration as the show is live on 102.7 FM, a rebroadcast heard every Sunday on voiceofthecaribbean.net at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time and on Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time and on Bashani Radio in New York every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. on BashaniRadio.com. You can also download the Bashani Radio app and listen to Love and Inspiration 24/7 and other radio programs on there, taking you through all that you need to hear to be empowered and inspired, going out to 2 million listeners. Today on the show, I have with me Sheba Forbes. Sheba Forbes is a lovely lady. For the past 15 years, Sheba, as an executive life coach and principal of Forward Focus Inc., has been focused on CEOs and senior executives globally. She has done really great work around the world, empowering persons from all areas in life. And today, it gives me great pleasure to have her on the show. And the reason why Sheba is here live on Love and Inspiration is because of the following. Sheba is going to share with you during this time together on the show something very important. She is going to impart to you hope in the midst of the present coronavirus pandemic. So good afternoon to you, Sheba. Welcome to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing?
Well, good afternoon to you, Roy. I am doing great and I'm so excited to be on your radio show and I thank you so much for the opportunity. And actually, I took my son and daughter there on a lovely holiday a few years ago, and still to this day, my daughter says, Mama, that was the best trip we've ever gone on. So it's such a wonderful opportunity to be with your fellow countrymen and people around the world to just kind of talk about hope.
Fantastic. A pleasure to have you here. And, you know, now that you're not physically on St. Martin, but virtually speaking with each other on the airwaves is fantastic. So we do look forward to seeing you again and your lovely children on St. Martin for either a cruise or may just be to stay over. We look forward to that, Sheba. But as we are together on the show and knowing that you are a person who has a heart for people, let's just get a little bit of an idea of who Sheba Forbes is, because I just briefly gave a little introduction of who you are, but let's hear a little bit about who Sheba Forbes, where are you from originally? And I know that you're in Toronto, Canada, but give us a little bit of an idea and then we'll take it from there, Sheba.
For the interest of time, I won't bore you with too much about myself other than to share that my family comes originally from India. I am a first generation Canadian and I've been doing what I do, which is trying to make the world a better place for about the last two decades. My focus, as you've said, has been with within the executive life coaching realm, working with CEOs and senior executives at kind of reaching that elusive remaining kind of 5% that these top performers are not really tapping into. But see, when we're at the, like, God is brilliant, really, right? Like, the best fruit is always on the top of any tree. And we're no different. And sometimes it's hard for us to get to that fruit on our own. And we do sometimes need that pattern interrupt, that kind of person that comes into your life or some situation in our lives that come in and help us kind of get to where we haven't been. And that's really about perspective. And so in terms of personally where I've been, I've also been a single mom for the past 15 years. And it's been really such a wonderful joy and privilege and opportunity to do what it is that I'm trying to do, which is empower more people to kind of be bolder, take more risk in their lives, call God out on his promises, and really show him that we can do, to really believe that we can do as he promises we can do. And that's amazing. We all have the ability to walk on water, and that looks different for all of us in all walks of our lives, but especially for women, because women tend to play small. And I'm saying, no, enough of that. It's time for us to claim our thrones, to kind of reach that place that we all have the potential to reach.
That's powerful. I know now at the end of the day that listeners have pretty much a good idea of who you are, Sheba, and what really drives you. And that's why I'm so happy to have you on the show today, because right now, in the midst of all that is going on, there is really hope that is needed. I heard from what you were sharing a while ago, where also your faith stands, and that, I believe, plays a very important role in what you do. Now, today on the show, Sheba, despite the fact of so much great stuff that you've done, you've spoken to persons in top positions, you've worked with them, but at the same time, there are many persons out there that still needs to receive what you have got to share. Now, we're in the midst of a situation where everyone or most persons are feeling stressed and are just wondering what to do next. So just share with us, Sheba, some hope, really, in the midst of what's happening. What would you be able to say to those who are listening right now that needs to hear something to move forward that will give them that confidence, that will give them that hope that there is still something to live for?
The biggest piece of hope that I know that we all already know, but sometimes we need outside external forces to remind us. And that's the hope we can take, is that God is in complete control. We have nothing to worry about, because there is little we can control. And so all we have to do is just accept that. But it's so hard to accept that. But that's where the rubber hits the road in faith, right? It's where we really have an opportunity in this moment of pandemic, of crises, of reactiveness, as Dr. Will was saying, you know, to really decide what it is we're going to stand for. Are we going to take God on his word? Are we going to trust that we have everything it takes? We've already been blessed with everything that we need in order to be successful in this world. And, you know, it's too hard for us, you know, depending on our various situations in life, to really believe that we as an individual have that same ability to achieve what maybe that other person is achieving. But God, in his beauty, he designed us each with the ability to transcend all the situations and all the misfortune that's around us. And so the hope that I wish to impart upon you is to your listeners, is to really just remind them they can do it. You have everything it takes to be and have the life that you want to have. Mm. You have to trust in your vision for life. And that's what you focus on. When you're outside, when your eyes, you know, looking at the outside world aren't giving you a lot of hope, that's when you get to use your eyes and turn inward, right? And you get to ask yourself, what's the vision that God's imparted upon me? Why is it that despite all of this that's going on around me, I still feel like I could start my own business. I could live a life on my terms. I could dare to think bigger. I mean, there's nothing around me that would tell me that I could. But I say, when you have two options, using your eyes to look at the outside world, or trusting that vision that God's imparted upon you, absolutely go with plan B. Trust the vision that God's put inside of you. That's just, you know, bulletproof. That's always going to serve you. Your outside eyes, I mean, things change. You guys know that. I mean, you guys have dealt with a lot of catastrophe on the island, and you know, you guys just keep thriving and surviving. So just have to hold on to the fact that that's just your birthright. You can do it.
Absolutely. I'm with you, Sheba. And it's so amazing to actually hear you share that, because you can never get enough of actually hearing what is important than all the noise that society is imparting, because left, right, center, up, down, it's information overload. And it's so very important today. It's so important today, Sheba, to really have that spirit of discernment. And I was talking about that this morning with my wife, you know, as we woke and before we had our devotion. And I just had that still moment as I sat on the bed. And, you know, we just have that You know, we take that still moment and connect with God before we speak with each other. And I just said, just let me tune in to what God is saying. And I just heard in my spirit how important it is right now, Sheba, for each and every individual to really connect and listen and invite the spirit of discernment in to be able to know what is important to listen to and to act on and what to disregard. Because everything is going to be coming to you right now as you, even self in Canada, recognize that you're hearing this, you're hearing that on radio, on TV, on social media, and it can just send you like, ah! And that's why it's important to be grounded. So I can go on and go on about that, but so very important, as I can see that you are agreeing with me from on this end, that this is what our listeners need to really tune into. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm live here with Sheba Forbes, live out of Toronto, Canada, on Love and Inspiration, and I'm thanking you, of course, for staying with me today to be imparted by some powerful information on finding that hope during this time that we're in. Sheba Forbes, you can check her out on www.sheba.com. That's www.sheba.com, and you'll see what she's all about. She's an executive life coach and principal of Forward Focus Inc. and has worked with CEO senior executives globally and works with women. Now, Sheba, that brings me to a point, because you said earlier you are a single mom. You've been a single mom for many years now. Can you just share with us, so that especially women out there who may be feeling challenged right now with the situation that we're in, or even before that, that you can share with them, what has it been like for you as a single mom, an executive as you are, just sharing what life has been like for you and what God has been able to do for you and where you are right now in Toronto?
Well, girlfriends, you know, I think that it's less about me and it's more about giving you that hope to know that, you know what, I had no idea how I would make it, even though self-employed, I have two younger kids, and my kids were 2 and 3 at the time. And I just knew, and I just remember saying to God, all right, God, you know, I'm looking to you to get me through this. And he has delivered in spades. And, I, you know, when I tried to examine, how is it that I've been so favored? Well, it's because of my faith. Really, it's not because I was a good student in school and I was a bad, you know, kid with my dad. I did what I needed to do to have fun and, you know, be a teenage girl. And it's really that God is just so faithful. He doesn't care where we've come from, where we've been. He just sees our hearts, and he just loved and he rewarded me and my children for our faithfulness. It's like Joshua, it says in Joshua, as for me and this household, we serve the Lord. And whoever could have thought, whoever knew, I know the Bible says it, but those are words I thought, but I'm like, you know what? I don't really see a way, but God has, and I don't need to, because God sees the way. So what he really needed for me to do, and what I really did as a single mom, Roy, to really answer directly your question, is I just trusted. You know, I developed a formula that I've been using for the past 2 decades with my CEO clients. And the formula is this, ladies: self-awareness plus focus plus strategy always leads to success. So it really starts with understanding who you've been designed to be. What are the values that God, for life and living, that God's placed inside of you? Because that's your spiritual DNA. That's your direct link to him. And he says, hey, if you're willing to tap into our direct relationship, I'm going to take you places you ain't ever seen. Mm. And it's that simple, but I know it sounds crazy. And I'm telling you, having surrendered my life and my businesses and my family to God, he is so faithful. So even when you can't see what's going on, and even when we're, you know, forced to be self-isolated and do these things, and we can't do business the way we've always done business, like Dr. Will said, yeah, it's a surprise to us, but God knew it was all coming. And God's bigger than all of this, and God's in complete control. So really and truly, even when it's tough and you can't imagine how you're going to make ends meet, give it all to him. He says he wants it, so give it to him.
Fantastic, fantastic, Sheba. You know, there are so much response coming in right now as listeners are tuned into you. And it was a question, but I believe you've already answered it. And a question that came in from one of the listeners, that's easy for you to say. What about if I'm a single mother with 3 young children and I could hardly make ends meet? How do I do that?
Well, girlfriend, sister in Christ, What I can tell you is, remember, my kids were 2 and 3, and I'm self-employed. So what that means when you're self-employed is you only eat what you kill. And, you know, I'm not, you know, when you're 2 and 3, you don't have a lot of time to go out and be harpooning whales. So the reality is, it's the same strategy all the time. And you can say, yeah, well, like you said, that's easy to say, but tomorrow's bills are tomorrow's bills. I'm telling you, the craziest things in life happen because we're not in control. God is. God's aware that you got to make ends meet, and God knows, you know, where you're exactly at in life, and he has promised. Remember when Jesus was in the boat with the disciples more than once, and the storm clouds came and the waves came and they crashed, and the disciples, they panicked and they woke Jesus up. Jesus, you know, either he's a really heavy sleeper, or he just knew that you just have to, don't worry about it. And really what we're supposed to do is, I said, not throw it in a disrespectful way, but say, God, you said this. God isn't a liar. God is faithful. And his promise is, I will sustain you. I will be your shield. I am with you. I will hold your right hand. I will make your crooked path straight. There are so many promises that he offers to us single moms, whether by choice or whether it's been forced upon us. God is with us. Mm. And so it's not easy to say, but see, that's the whole trick of faith. Faith is in believing in what we can't see and hear, but just knowing. And so I would throw it back to you, sister, and say, that's your opportunity. And that's where you're going to find your hope.
Fantastic. You know, as you're stating that, Sheba, I recall as we spoke with each other yesterday, and one of the things that I found was so beautiful and powerful is at home, you've got written, God will provide, you know, and I was saying, wow.
My kids, so let me explain on that, because kind of how I am, and I've been in self-isolation because I work from home. So I got some talk, and I decided to write some of those scriptures that I'm telling you to hold God to, because it's so hard to keep the faith, right? It's easy to see the challenges around us. So I've written all over the wall. In fact, in this little corner, right there, it says, God is in complete control. Amen. There it says, in God's hands. Oh, there again, it says, God is in complete control. And on this side, in chalk, it says, God will provide. We all have to just remind ourselves, because it's okay. God doesn't mind that we're freaking out, that we're crying, that we feel like, you know, desperate. God's like, I've got it covered. I've got you in the palm of my hand. And wow. As Dr. Will said, be still. Don't worry. Give it to me. Come to me, all who are weary and overburdened. So just remind yourself, do what you got to do. Write those stickies, write it in chalk, write it in soap on your mirrors. Just do what you need to do to keep the faith.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you for sharing that. And Sheba, I want to just ask you, as we go on to the two final aspects here on the show, in terms of imparting that hope to persons listening to the show in the midst of what's happening now with COVID-19, on your website, sheba.com, which is www.sheba.com, it states Sheba hashtag, yes, Me Too Story. And it says there that see the story that generated over 5,000 likes on Facebook and inspired thousands of women. Can you just tell us briefly about that hashtag Me Too story?
I'd love to, because this is another of God's scriptures that every night and every morning I hold on to. God says he will not be mocked. And it is a cause and effect world, and that he will avenge for us when there's been injustice. I worked for a multinational named Suncor Energy, and it is, according to Fortune magazine, one of the most powerful companies in the world. And I worked with their CEO. And unfortunately, it's called microaggressive sexual harassment, if we want to get technical. But the reality is, he ruined my career. I was, you don't understand, for the opportunity that I had at that age and stage of my life to be working with such a powerful company, with such powerful executives, and all of a sudden to have it all come crashing down on me. It was devastating because, again, I'm a single mom. I only eat what I kill. Well, I was harpooning the whales at once upon a time, but then all of a sudden I couldn't get the harpooning going on. Because it was, you know, it's very too complicated of a story. But my second book is coming out soon, Roy, and it is called Without Compromise. And in that book, I give a very detailed explanation of how this whole thing happened. and how powerless I was rendered. Now, you don't understand. I think I'm pretty powerful. I mean, that's how I could swim with the sharks. 95% of my clients for the past 20 years have been men and powerful men. But I come from, I'm like Tarzan. I was raised by apes in that I was raised by my four brothers and my father. Mm. And so I thought I could swim with the sharks because I'm a shark too. I was built to be a man, even though I'm a woman. And I felt completely comfortable. But the reality is women, it's not the same. There is, and I never thought that it was really true. I thought, no, there's no difference between being a man and being a woman. Well, it is if you're a woman who's trying to be successful on her own terms. It's definitely not easy. So unfortunately, I tried to get justice and restitution from this multinational, but I'm just, you know, David against a Goliath. Now, David won, so I know that my time is coming, and that's where I leave it with God, as he said. You know, there are times where there's nothing that we have control over, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's a Me Too story, whether it's, you know, some unfortunate situation where somebody's done us wrong or a health situation. We can't control any of that, but we can always go back to scripture because there is a promise for everything. Mm. And all we got to do is believe it.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Sheba. Very powerful here on Love and Inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, so that you have an idea of who Sheba Forbes is, Sheba Forbes has been profiled by regional and national media. Her involvement as a member of the Prime Minister of Canada's Task Force on Women's Entrepreneurs allows her to use her innovative skill base to champion change in progress. And talking about progress, we are in the midst of a disruption, and most people will see this as a negative disruption, but at the same time, when you look at it closely, and I said it this morning to my wife, it is still also positive disruption. And this year, the theme for LeaderCast is positive disruption, which will be taking place on May 7th in Atlanta, Georgia. But of course, due to COVID-19, it's going to be done differently, where it's going to be streamed, and Victorious Living Foundation is also part of that and how that's going to be streamed for those who are registering. But you are going to be one of the speakers at the third annual Victorious Living Leadership Summit, which of course would have been taking place on May 8th, but because of the circumstances has been moved to October 9th, 2020 at a beautiful Simpson Bay Resort Conference Center. What would you like to say to the listeners on St. Martin around the world of having that opportunity of being one of the speakers at the Leadership Summit, which is all based on, again, positive disruption? And that's going to take place on October 9, 2020 on beautiful St. Martin. Share with us, Sheba.
Well, first of all, I want to apologize to your listeners that I get so passionate about the topic of, you know, possibilities and hope. And, you know, going back to being a positive disruptor, again, most of my clients are decades older than me, and yet they bring me in to work with them to reach the top, you know, the fruit at the top of their tree. And the reason they do that is because I am a disruptive catalyst. I invite people, I encourage people to rock their boat, to shake things up, to challenge their own status quo, because there's so much more plan for you than you even know or realize, because that's just a promise that we've all been given, you know, lives of abundance and opportunity and possibility. And there's no need for anybody to play small. So when we talk about COVID-19 and its impact, well, you know, within every downturn, there's opportunity. And so with my kids right now, my son's been sent home from university, my daughter's high school has been shut down, and they're around the house. And you know, their part-time jobs are no longer. And so I've said to them, you know what, turn your frown upside down. And this is a time for, you know, to look at more and develop more your entrepreneurial skills. So when we talk of positive disruption, it really is about perspective. You know, it's kind of sitting back, taking the time to be still and being creative. Remember, we have been created in God's likeness. You have that same level of creativity and opportunity to create for your lives whatever you want. And I know it sounds like, yeah, sure, easy to say. The words are easy to say, but why not try it? Why not commit to saying it? 5 times a day and seeing how slowly you're going to start to believe it. Write it down, look in the mirror and say, I can do anything. God is in complete control and I'm created in his likeness. There's nothing you can't do. And so, you know what? Do it. And also one thing I want to say is, in response to my Me Too movement and feeling so frustrated and so demotivated and so discouraged and so sad and so ashamed and all of those negative things, I founded a not-for-profit called Map Forward. And you can find that mapforward.org. It's a not-for-profit that is designed to empower women, okay? And so if you are a woman who wants to tap into her potential, who knows that God created her to be more than she's ever even allowed herself to be, I really invite you to reach out to me on Map Forward. Like I said, it's a not-for-profit. We're not in it for the money. We're in it to elevate women. You know, there's an opportunity for you. And you've got to believe that God is in complete control. Mm. And that the reason that Roy invited me to be on the show today is so you could hear that invitation. That Map Forward would love to, help you see what you might not be able to see in yourself.
Fantastic. And, you know, I've been onto that site, and that is mapforward.org. And it's Map Forward University. Wonderful. I told you yesterday when we spoke that I went on, and it's really great what you have set up there, mapforward.org. And ladies and gentlemen, you can check Sheba out on www.sheba.com. And if you do want to, see more, learn more, then, of course, you can go over to my Facebook group, which is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. And for listeners right now around the world, Sheba, as we're coming to the end of this powerful interview with you, I just have to say that there's so many persons really logged in now. I'm just getting so much response, Sheba. So you are touching the hearts of people here on St. Martin, the region. And I'm sure once this show is heard on Bashani Radio, you will be touching the lives of many in major cities in the U.S. and as far as Dubai. I have from one of the listeners actually stating that they are enjoying the interview with you, Sheba. Powerful interview. I have also Gerard. He is listening to the show. So I thank Gerard for tuning in. People need hope. And that's what you've just given during this time of COVID-19. Yes.
If I could just say one thing, Roy, sure. And I'm so excited that you guys don't think that I talk too fast and I'm too passionate about this. And I'm so sorry, Roy, that I do, but I just feel like I'll explode. There's just so much opportunity for all of us out there. But when we talk about hope, I didn't give you hope. See, the beauty is it's in you. And you know that it's there, but you just need to be you just need permission to believe in your hope. And you absolutely can. That's why you have it. Trust in your hope. And if you're looking for people to just, it's interesting. I'm getting some registrations from Map Forward University. I can't help as we're speaking. I don't know if it's from any of your listeners, but if it is, I absolutely am so excited. Isn't God great? Like, look at what he's doing. And this is what we can do. Solidarity, sisters, and even brothers, because I used to work with men, but I'm absolutely happy to help you with that formula. Self-awareness, write it down. Gerard, write it down. It's self-awareness plus focus plus strategy. So that means understand who God's created you to be and focus on it. Quit trying to be what somebody else is. Quit trying to be what other people tell you to be. Make yourself your strategy.
Wow.
And I know it works. I took one client, okay, just as an aside, not to boast, but just to let you know I'm not just a bunch of hot air, from $500,000 a year to $12 million a year, because his mandate was that I make him the CEO. And so I deliver. But what my point is, that The only thing that holds you back is your courage in admitting that you want it all.
Wow, that is such powerful words just to come to the end of such an amazing time with you here on Love and Inspiration. And I'm just getting also another message in from a listener who's just tuned in for the first time. And I'm going to see if I can pronounce the name here correctly. And that is Dianida Merciana. And she's listening for the first time. And she is really enjoying your interview. I've got Tracia, who definitely is enjoying what you're doing, and just mentioned that she just registered on matfall.org.
That's so great. Oh my God. Thank you. And you know what? I'll reach out to you. If that was you that just registered, I'll send you an email and let's be friends. Like, this is exciting. This is what I say to my kids. My son and I, we were walking to go get his haircut, and I was saying hi to everybody on the street. So then Jared, his name, he turns to me, he says, "Do you say hi to everybody?" And I'm like, "Yep." I said, "Jared, you don't know, everybody's a friend just waiting to be met. One of these people will become a friend." And so that's what I think our opportunity is. Let's move forward as friends in this world. And, you know, there's no dragon we can't slay.
Wow. No dragon we can't slay. Sheba, I'm super excited for, you know, October 9th, 2020, the Leadership Summit of Victorious Living Foundation. I know, of course, it would have taken place on May 8th, but because of the circumstances, Victorious Living Foundation has been very proactive and has moved that up to October 9th, 2020 at a beautiful Simpson Bay Resort Conference Center. That's October 9th, 2020. And you're going to be one of the speakers as we will focus on positive disruption. So super excited to have you there as one of the speakers. And I would like to say for persons who are tuned in here on the show, and again, it's all about really, you know, people need hope. The fact is that persons definitely can go on to registering still for LeaderCast, and they can basically, they will receive a private direct link on how they can watch LeaderCast on May 7th, which is all about positive disruption. And yourself, Sheba, a lot of listeners are going to be definitely there to hear you on October 9th, 2020, here on beautiful St. Martin. And you know what, Sheba? You deserve something awesome. And I'm inviting you right now on air, live, to take advantage of coming to St. Martin, God Spare Life, on December 3rd to 7th for the retreat that is being organized by Victorious Living, victoriouslivingsretreats.com, at a beautiful five-star Sonesta Ocean Point Resort. Then you have a reason to be back on St. Martin, Sheba, on December 3rd to the 7th, 2020. How about that?
Well, I already spoke to my daughter about it, just so you know. Oh. So so it's always been in the plans. We went on the French side because I speak French. But, you know, now it's time to expand that and get to know the other beautiful side of the island. You know, I just really am just excited to now know, you know, to know some of you, and that you've allowed me to come into your heart. And I really thank you for this privilege and opportunity, because it is a privilege. And I really encourage you to just, you know, keep believing in yourself. Look in the mirror and just say, "God, I trust you. I believe you're in complete control."
Fantastic. And fantastic.
That's it. Sorry.
Wow. Yes, Sheba, I really appreciate you so very much with those last words to our listeners. And we've come to the end of a powerful interview with you here on Love and Inspiration. Sheba Forbes, thank you. God bless you as you continue to do what you do, even this interim time that we, you know, are in quarantine. But when this show, I'm pretty sure, is rebroadcast, we will be able to move forward by God's grace. So thank you once again. God bless you and your children over in Toronto, Canada. And I do hope to visit beautiful Toronto one of these days. So look forward.
Look us up.
Definitely will. So ladies and gentlemen, Sheba Forbes here on Love and Inspiration. Check her out on www.sheba.com, or you can go over to www.mapforward.org. So that's www.mapforward.org.
Just contact me on Map Forward, because, you know, that's really what it's about. I'm just committed and focused on empowering women. And so if you want to reach out to me, absolutely reach out there. You can even schedule a time to chat with me. Not a ton of time, but I'm definitely making myself available, because I'm committed to making this world a better place. So please take advantage of it. We can do a Skype call. There's no long distance, or I mean a Zoom call. So yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard from Sheba Forbes, an executive life coach and principal of Forward Focus, Inc., as she imparted to you today on the show, hope in the midst of the present coronavirus pandemic. God spare your life on love and inspiration. Be inspired, ladies and gentlemen. God is with us. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye now. I'm going home to my beautiful wife.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Carton Jr.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.